Kevin Mahogany recorded live in Kansas City with Red Holloway. And Next Time You See Me, that's an old Junior Parker classic. 23 now before 9 on First Take with Lando and Chavis.
Yeah, and 5 points a week here on First Take. Today, specifically, Education and Health Day Tuesdays. And we have special guest nurse program manager Felicia Boyd in from just across the street, our own neighborhood care providers. The Gibson Eastside Family Health Center is provided by Denver Health. And I'd like to thank you so much, Felicia, for coming on across Welton to the 5 Points Media Center. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having us.
Awesome. Now, tell me, what is kind of the main primary objective over there across the street and what you guys are doing for Denver Health in this neighborhood?
Absolutely. Some of our community objectives are really to our mission of Denver Health to care for the underserved population in the community. And what I love about that is that we are creating a medical home so that the patients have a place that they can come in their community to receive different services.
That's excellent. Of course, you know, with what's happened in the insurance marketplace and Affordable Care Act, there's a lot to consider, and people who need health care, it's great that they can come and get it from you here. So you guys serve the 5 Points area specifically?
Yes. We do.
Wonderful. And what is your address, just so that we know exactly where you're at?
Absolutely. We're at 501 28th Street.
Okay. Yep. That's definitely right here in the neighborhood. What kind of success do you guys really tout, or are you proud of, for the what you're providing in this community here?
Yes. Because we've been in the community for so long, what we have noticed is that we care for generations in the community. So typically, because our clinic is one of the second oldest in the nation of the west of the Mississippi, our patients come from the grandparent on down to the grandchild. And so we notice that because we have different services within the building. We provide adult medicine care. We provide peds and teen and different services within the building. And so grandmother has come to the clinic historically, and now she brought her child, and now her child comes to the pediatric clinic. And so that's been one of the successes of generations being connected to the clinic.
What a fantastic way to be connected to the community when multiple generations are going to see the same folks for their health care.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's really great.
Imagine that makes a huge difference in terms of the comfort that the patient, you know, the
yes.
client has with the health care provider, which is in a lot of ways, I know that many health plans say you have a doctor, you know, what they call that, the primary care physician, mm-hmm. but you don't always see that person.
Yeah.
In
you
a lot
could
of ways.
See different people.
Yeah.
And the other connection is that some of the providers see like the entire family. And so in our clinic, in the adult medicine clinic, the providers may see grandma, and then they may see the son or the daughter. And so even within the adult medicine clinic, they see the families.
That's old school there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And what a great holistic approach for the comfort, like you were saying, Carlos, of the patients to go to people they know. A challenge, of course, these days, financial in the medical world. Have there been any changes in regards to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, either that are a challenge or are, you know, beneficial to your patients in this area?
Yes, we saw actually an explosion with the Affordable Care Act. And as we know, we got more patients enrolled under Medicaid. And so that caused us to have to increase our provider coverage in the clinics across internal medicine for primary care. And so to be able to accommodate those patients that are incoming the system and be able to help them. So we did see actually an explosion in growth in our clinic as a whole.
And does that mean that you're able to hire more healthcare professionals to help those people so that there's still the same amount of comfortable treatment and closeness with the patients?
Yes, and that then affords us the ability to have access. And so those are some of the things that we anticipated as we knew that the Affordable Care Act was coming. And some of our senior leadership planned for that growth. And so we, one of another big push for our enrollment specialist was to get every patient enrolled as much as we could. So it was a big push altogether across the organization.
That's great. And lastly, a nurse program manager, Felicia Boyd, what would you say is important for the future of healthcare in 5 Points specifically? What do you think is really going to be a driving factor?
I believe that some of the driving factors are certainly going to be able to help with the increase in growth. We anticipate more growth even now. I believe that some of the healthy initiatives that we're looking at and connecting the patient again begin with a medical home where they know that there's a care team. There used to be a time when the provider was responsible for everything. And now we have these care teams that are in the clinic, that they have a clerk, they have a medical assistant, they have the provider, we've got social work, we've got behavioral health, we've got pharmacists. So there's this comprehensive care team that is now caring for the patient.
That's wonderful. So, of course, if you're in the Five Points neighborhood, you can go to denverhealth.org, and they will direct you to our neighbors, the Gibson Eastside Family Healthcare Center, providing these services. And Felicia Boyd, Nurse Program Manager, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about adult medicine in the Five Points area.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Got 17 before 9 o'clock. Coming up, we'll have a business update and, of course, our Stories of Standards tune, Little Darlin' by Neil Hefti. Eddie Gomez, the renowned bassist, will be in town tomorrow and Thursday over at Denver's newest jazz spot called Nocturne. And I thought I'd take this opportunity to play a fantastic duet that he had with Bill Evans. This is Bill Evans in 1970 with Eddie Gomez on bass.